Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. You can join us each morning as well with the Our Daily Bread devotional. These free, uplifting reflections will draw you closer to the heart of your Lord every day. Visit ourdailybread.org/meditation to find out more and subscribe. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now, close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Come aside and rest in the peace and presence of your Father. He truly understands how you feel and what you're going through. Lay out your life and your heart before Him, for He cares for you. Heavenly Father, please bless me tonight with the reassurance of your word. Help me to see again that you love me and you understand my needs. May I know your peace and comfort as I rest in the truth of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15 says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he may break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." We know what it feels like to be bone tired. We know what it is to live with aches and pains in our bodies, even if only for a season. We know how hard it is to concentrate on anything when we are physically suffering in any way. We know what it is to be flesh and blood. Yet Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave up heaven's throne and comfort to share in our humanity. He too knew tiredness, pains, hunger, thirst, and exhaustion. He who formed the stars grew weary as he travelled and preached. He has shared in our flesh and blood. And he did it, we are told, to break the power of the devil and of death. Those enemies who reign over the mortal world have been disarmed by the one who entered it to fight them. Jesus became flesh and blood so that we might become so much more. Come and meditate on the humility of Christ to make himself nothing so that you could become an eternal child of God. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming just like me to fight the battles I can't. By your sacrifice, I am saved from this world and purchased for heaven. Jesus, please carry my aches, pains, and exhaustion. You truly know how I feel, for you have felt this too. I am so thankful that I can trust every burden to you. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Let's close with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to live and die on earth in my place. And thank you that he is now raised from the dead, never to die again. Because of him, I will live forever too. Because of him, I am a child of heaven. Amen.